Hello, everybody. I am Dakota Schmidt at Dakota, D-A-K-O-T-A underscore Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T on the old Twitter machine. I am a writer for the Hoopstalk Nation and the BreakdownShow.com, and I am a host of the Buckscast, and I have no idea why I'm talking to this website in this voice. I have no idea. I'll go back to my regular voice right now. But I am doing this little podcast spiel type thing because, for one, I am too lazy to actually write an article about my current subject, which is the Bucks signing or rumored signing thereof of backup center Joe Brisbilla, a man that I have tweeted on and on about for the past weeks, where I say that Joe Brisbilla is average, he's aging, and he's injured. Why do we want him? He's a backup center. We have needed a backup center in the past when Bogut was here and when he was injured, but now we don't have Bogut. We have Samuel Dalembert for 1 year, or maybe we can extend him? Possibly, I don't know. But we also have a boatload of prospects, of power forward prospects. We have 7 guys over 6'8", counting Joe Brisbilla. Is there a problem? Is John Hammond kind of playing big man Pokemon where he has to catch them all? I have no idea. But the following guys, I think, should have been the backup center behind Samuel Dalembert and, you know, got 10, 15 minutes of backup center time behind Samuel. John Henson, who looked absolutely lovely in the summer league. I really do think that he can step to the plate, maybe not in this season, but next season, and prove why he was that 14th. Yeah, I have to think about that. We traded the 12th pick for the 14th pick in Samuel Dalembert. That's why we got John Henson with that 14th pick. We also have Ekpe Udoh, who is Ekpe Udoh. He can block shots, and he can rebound. That's all you really need with the center. When you have guys like Ersan, Monte Ellis, Brandon Jennings, who are just going to, you know, light it up for you, and possibly Tobias Harris or Mike Dunleavy, whatever, whoever Scott Skiles wants to start next season. I have no idea. But I would prefer Henson. I would prefer Udoh to be the backup center. Possibly Larry Sanders, even though I have basically gotten sick and tired of Larry Sanders having the worst hands on the entire Bucks roster. You know how people, Packer fans, complain about, you know, James Jones and Jordy Nelson and JerMichael Finley in their hands and their inability to catch passes at times? Larry Sanders is worse. And Aaron Rodgers is not throwing rocket passes to Larry Sanders. Brandon Jennings and Monte Ellis and Bane Ulrich are throwing nice little passes to them in the post where he can do his little post thing. And he really can't do that. He is really not that good offensively. He is basically like a step down from Ekpe Udoh when it comes to blocking shots and rebounds. John Henson is that guy that I think could do it all. Let's see. John Henson proved in summer league that he has some post moves. Yes, it was against lesser talent in the summer league. Yes, it was. But as he bulks up, which I know he will, because right now he has freaking pretzel arms, carrot arms, whatever. He has tiny little arms. He needs to bulk up a little bit. He needs to add some more muscle to his hustle, if you will. So if he does that, John Henson can be the all-around power forward / center that the Bucks need. And I really do think that John Henson can become a great player in this league and become possibly a great center right by Ersan, who we give that a monster contract to this offseason. Henson and Ilya Sova, front court of the future, but I'm going a little bit too off topic here. Jarvis Villa going to the Bucks. He's aging. He's injured. And he's average. And, yeah. The Bucks have been rumored to be signing him for the past, it feels like, 1,762 years. But, it really hasn't. It's probably been for the past 2-3 years. I have no idea. But, yeah, I'm not happy because, like I said before, we already have a platoon of guys that can become that backup center and can improve and, you know, polish their game a little bit more in, you know, real-time NBA games. Like I've said before, Udo, Henson, and Sanders. And that's basically all I have to say. Jarvis Villa going to the Bucks. I really don't like it at all. Ech. He is the typical, atypical, generic, multi-meal type center that, you know, nobody really cares about. Nobody really wants, but we have him because he is Jarvis Villa and he is from the Minnesota / Wisconsin area. And he was a Buck previously, but so was Rocco Ukric and who else? Dan Gatsarik and Desmond Mason and David Noel. Nobody wants those guys back, right? Honestly, Jarvis Villa, he's backup center. I really don't care, but I feel like making this 6-minute-long podcast type thing, 7-minute podcast type thing, just for the hell of it, just because I really have nothing to do in this little middle-of-nowhere place with dirty water and crappy internet. So, yeah, these are my thoughts on the Bucks signing of backup center, Jarvis Villa. Have a good night, everybody.